The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the living shout hallelujah. If you are here tonight, spirit, soul, and body, come and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You're welcome tonight. We bless the Lord for the privilege we have to be together. You can have your seat. Thank you very much. Give the Lord a big hand this evening. Give the Lord a hand. I appreciate the Lord. Amen. There's high expectation. I trust the Lord. Though we have heard a lot about had a lot on charity. But we can't hear enough. That place. That is where all the letter, the epistle letter, that is the resident. So if not by the mercy of God that make you see into the realm of the everlasting, you won't see everlasting in the Bible. You won't see in the epistle. What you will see is Christ. The everlasting realm is just locked here and there. It's mainly letter of the Spirit, letter to reach everyone, because that is the trust, the primary trust of the gospel. And it's a massive work. It's not a simple work. It's a massive work. Very massive, to turn a dust to stone. To turn a clay to stone. You know that if you take clay and you want to mold your clay, and you have to fire clay to be hard. You know how much of fire you put on clay just to make it hard. It's not yet a stone, no. If you see those brick, those red bricks there, that's what the clay fire it for a long time. For it to attain at that, then what will be done to make it a stone? To make it igneous. It was not to make it metamorphic. How much of heat, how much of process to turn a mere sediment to metamorphic. Now the process in the spirit, so as it were, really speaking, in nature, it's impossible. There are things that are only possible with God. And I have the possibility in the gospel. Say, hey, man. We're children of clay. We're children of dust. Children of dust. That's how the breakdown. Breakdown. So somebody help us to break down to that place. From stone. He didn't give up on us until we break down. And became dust. When you become grass, you are dust. When grass dry, what does it become? I can hear you. So once the man can break down to grass, it's already dust. Just let it wither and dry. It goes back to where it came from. So to turn man back is a lot of effort, lot of. I think I like that Psalm 103 you put there. For he knoweth our frame. That's 103 verse 14. For he knoweth our frame. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. So to break down our structure down to dust. He knoweth that we are dust. So we are actually children of dust. So that's why we left earth. We went down sensual, not only sensual, became devilish. Cascade from living soul, spiritual, came down. Earthy, from the earthly, from the fleshly, from fleshly, we became what? Devilish. So we just became an instrument that the devil can use normally. He doesn't struggle with just, but we do what he wants to do without him saying do it. We may program to do it like that. And we'll be happy. And we'll be laughing. This wisdom descended not from above, is earthly. So earthly is lower than earthy. The living soul that was made for us, earthy. It's an earthy, it's an everlasting being. But it's destructible. Are you here today? That's a grade of men, grade of lives. The first man is of the earth, earthy. Earthy is higher than it's higher than earthly. Earthly is natural. Earth is above natural. That's why I can commune with the spirit. It's above. Yeah, this thing as earthly became sensual. It became devilish. That's cascading it down. When it's devilish, then it's dust. And the Lord said to that serpent, dust shall you eat all the days of your life. So it becomes food, easy food for the serpent. So serpent can't eat an earthly man easily. You can't eat an earthly man easily. It's natural for what it was caused to eat normally. It's dust. But he also knew that, okay, if it's dust, it will turn men to become dust. It's men. What does he want to eat is men. Amen. So he has to ensure that he also open up courses on the earth here that can ensure men are torn until. So they say it's eating dust, but they say I'm eating men. I'm feeding on men. So say hey man. I want the house, please. That can be precious. That can be a treasure. What the devil can eat can be a treasure. That's the last. It's like when you make your own food, you produce shaft. That is not recyclable. No, there are shafts that are recyclable. Abi. When you make your gari, you can sieve the first part. Fine gari for swallow, for making gari. Then there's a higher one there that is, you still go and mill it and make it eba. Abi. So all those ones are recyclable. But you get to the point that you need some shaft. Well, you can see nearly the fibers of the cassava. And those the fiber. There's no good in it anymore. That one, you threw it away. Just shaft. So, shaft can be precious or can be a treasure, can it? can't be a treasure. You throw it away. So when man gets to that level, it's nearly of no use. So all of that are all kinds of flesh. All kinds of flesh. So flesh is not only dust. Before it got to dust, it's been all flesh. All flesh. As I say, all flesh shall see the salvation of the all flesh. Not one flesh. All flesh. From Genesis 6, men have become flesh. And those flesh are still high-grade flesh. Flesh that does not commit fornication. There's the flesh that does not commit adultery. It's a high-grade flesh. It's just fleshy, flesh that uses its own imagination. At its own will, it has its own will freely. In this world, that's an high-grade man. That it's been flesh. Man has become flesh. Man has become flesh. It's no more a spirit. If it's not a spirit, it's flesh. That is born of spirit is spirit, right? And that is born of flesh is flesh. So if it's not born of spirit, I know it's born of spirit when there is full formation. So if it's in process, it's still really flesh. As I say, carnally minded, carnal Christian. It's born again, but it's in process, but it's still carnal. When it's spiritual, it still have a measure of flesh. Until you become born of spirit and become spirit. That's when flesh is no more present. So, if it's in process, it's not yet born of spirit. So, you can't say it's a child of spirit. I don't know if you understand that. If it's in process, you can't say it's born of spirit. If it's born of spirit, it will be what? It will be spirit. It will be spirit. So, if it's in process, it's not yet born. It's just being born. Amen. It's not yet born. That's why, for the out of heaven, they are not happy with that state. A born is a born. When it's a born, it's a new world. It's a new face. So, they want, the way they say, when you were born of the flesh, they want us to be born of the Spirit. The reason why they gave water is not for water on its own. It's for Spirit. So if it's not born of water and of Spirit, the cycle is not completed. But if it's of water, it still looks like John. So there's no reason why Jesus has came. And he came if you are in water world. There's water world. There's spirit world, there's water world. There's the water Christ. There's spirit Christ. Say hey, amen. But we know that the road to the spirit is the water. Somebody must carry the water for some time. You must see that the water fills it to the brim. They must pour water into the water pot. And I assure that the word of Christ dwell richly in you. Water abundantly. Water. Plenty of water. Plenty of water. I must follow obedience process to ensure that he wants to move the water to the service of the Lord. It's when he wants to move the water to the service of the Lord that the water changes to spirit. So it's the same way that the water world takes some time. Also, movement from water to spirit takes its own time. Though it's a short time. But it takes its own time. I don't know if I'm saying, does it make meaning to you? So also it takes its own time before the change comes. But once it's born. And it's spirit. So it can be spiritual and not be a spirit. So the process is being spiritual. So you must not be glad that you are spiritual. Are you a spirit? I said, oh, it's no more carnal, it's spiritual. Yes, it's a lot of commendation. It's no more carnal, it's spiritual. That bro is no more carnal, it's spiritual. It's commendation, it's good, but you should not stay there for a long time. You must know it's a passing place. Are you with me in the house, please? Say amen. So it's not enough to rejoice that you are said, they say you are spiritual. For somebody who has been carnal for a long time, and this is spiritual, wow. So when you are there for some time, you should not be too happy. They keep saying you are spiritual. They should be saying, you have become a spirit. This man has become a spirit. We don't know where he's coming from. We don't know where he's going. We can't study. Consistently, you fail, you'll be angry. Yes. You fail, you'll be quiet. It will say, you can't just study. And he's doing that in alignment with the spirit world. It's not just trying to act it. It's normal. It's a spirit. It's windy. Nothing can stop. You don't stop wind. Wind will make a way for itself. That's the point when spirits begin to acknowledge that something has happened. It's only two of them. Powers and principalities. Those two. Two of them. Power and what, please? Must acknowledge that or you arrive. It means the things they do does not pass you. You are already involved in their world and they are aware that they can't pass you easily. Your mind has developed the way you think. The way you think is matching their. So those who are evil powers and principalities know they can't bypass you. They know it. You always come and crush that thing. So you've come out. That's a spirit. So we're not talking about a churchy thing. We're talking about spiritual transformation. And that's what the church across the whole world is called into. The whole church. Many other things that's taking attention of the church. We don't even know what the church is meant for. Just meant it's meant for, let's open more church. Let's know. There's reason. Church can be millions on the earth here. And these spirits are not moved. In fact, they are happy because their transaction has moved to another level, another way. Because when they land on church, what they produce is not what they produce when they land on the world. The product that comes from their accessing church or using church is another kind of flavor of unrighteousness. So they can help. So church does not scare them. Say, hey man. It doesn't scare them. They just see us what they can use. Okay, that's their brand. Okay, let's help them this way. Because they understand those operations. They are spirits. They're not demons. They are spirits. They are spirits with intelligence, with wisdom. So it's only way. So you can see each time you come to Christ, you can say to the intent that now unto the principality and power in heaven. They know the rest of them. But it's principality and power in heavenly places. Check for me another place to be a Colossian. Check for me. You will also see. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the time for understanding to sit in us. Now, really, I won't mind if this teaching series can become a book. I won't mind. Really speaking, it's so much grace has been released on charity. So much grace. Amen. So, Colossians 2:10 says, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Now the spirit world is more than principality and power. That's in Colossians. Invisible, whether they be visible or invisible. Okay? Whether they be thrones or dominion or principality and powers, all things were created by him and for him. So there are higher things than principality and power. There are higher things. In the realm of the darkness, you have them as ruler of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay? They are the ones he converted. All those are cherubs. They are the ones he converted. There's no cherub that fell with him. He's the only cherub. But he converted seraphs and taught them wisdom of cherubs. Because also need his own hierarchy. So they can match the divine hierarchy. So he's the only cherub, but he has to move some of them up and teach them the wisdom. Because really what makes those beings, apart from their framing, is their wisdom and knowledge. Say amen. And you can see what they have done. They have done devastation on the earth. They have caused devastation in nations across the earth. Rulers of the darkness of this world. It's not just governing locations. No, of this world. They do cross-cultural movement of civilization. Amen. But Christ is the head of all principality and power. Christ is the head. So you have to move to the realm of the Son to deal with darkness, rule of darkness. Yeah, Christ has to move to the realm of the Son. But Christ is the head. This is not Jesus Christ. It's Christ of principality and power. Do you get that place? Is it clear to you? And so, it's just like when Jesus was reading someone like Isaiah 61 and said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed to preach the gospel. And he got to the acceptance of the year of the Lord and stopped. He didn't forget. It's not that he forgot the rest. Actually, he was reading. It was not just quote, he was reading. And the read continued, but he stopped there. Because that the first ladder of what he came to do, stop in that place. The acceptable year of the Lord is what he came to do. He stopped there. And it will be the risen Christ, or the Son of God in glory, that will move to the day of vengeance of our Lord. Say amen. So these are opening of. So the apostles, wisdom was instructing them in those writings. They understand the realm of the Spirit. They understand. So everything they are writing, there's meaning for it. It's not that they forgot. No, that's Christ is the head. So when you are Christ, you are their head. It means their intelligence cannot bypass you. And it also means that the divine power and prosperity can also work with you. Because the way you are thinking connect to their world. Praise God. I went in the house, please. The way you are thinking, cross to their world. So they can easily walk with you. Amen. So I'm just trying to say that for them, that's the treasure. It's the treasure they want for man. That's the treasure. That is heavenly treasure. Can you see that? In whom dwelleth all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. That is the God, the Father, Christ. In whom dwelleth all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. In whom dwelleth. So it means that when a Christ form is a treasure of wisdom. It's a treasure. You know, if you remember, we were singing the song last week. We are there. Your possession, the apple of your eyes. You have set your affection upon us. By your treasured possession. It's not every believer that is treasured possession. It's not. These are the beings that are treasures. And because of what they carry, in whom are hid, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In whom are hid. So it means when they are forming the Christ, it's an interplay of wisdom. That's why they have to display manifold wisdom in making him. They have to expose him to many-sided wisdom for him to be formed. So in those formations, things are being made. Trails have been formed. Nothing bypasses God. He knows everything. He knows what to do. It's the treasure in God. That's it. For you to lose a cherub like that, and to lose that number of angels, and not going ahead to destroy them immediately. Huh? If you see that fall away, you will shiver. You will see your company and you see threat. You know what I'm saying? If we are human, you can't sleep until you have dealt with it. Somebody you commit so much to. But because of who God is, he knew what he would do. By the day he made him, he put in him what would destroy him. So in the midst of the treasure that God put in him, he also put there. As you move to unrighteousness, you are fabricating. What do you think lake was made from? It's from his changing that lake was framed. Yes. So they knew what those precious stones, how they will change. As you move to more righteousness, what will change into? We are the one who goes through reactions, who doesn't know what is the next phase. And you see, I didn't plan for this. For God, he knew what you would become. So he put in him all the stones that can, when they change, they will become lake. In his creation, he's a being of glory. But in his fall, he's a man to be pitied. Amen. Hallelujah. It's like when you beatify somebody, you had done the person and it's looking so fine. You say, please don't go, don't leave this place where there's air conditioning. No. Because your beauty is dependent on this cool place. You say, I want to go and, he said they are playing football outside. I want to go and see this. Please stay inside this air conditioning. Because when he goes there, he's not going to watch us fall. Something will happen to him. Because the makeup is made such that sweat must not be there. It don't give you a face. You become blurry. They'll think you're a masquerade. Amen. So when you see this loaded in him, precious stones. God, how will you push this kind of thing on the creature? Sardius, topper, all of them, diamond, beryl, onyx. Precious tomatoes, precious stones. What's thy covering? Jasper. God is only jasper, only one. God is only, he's only one thing, only jasper. His son is sardine, and jasper, and sardine. The God is just one. God is just one. The Lord that God is one. One. Not many. One. But the one of God is more terrible than the. So when you see yourself, you see Jasper in yourself and see God is Jasper. You feel you are made. Isn't that so? You see yourself. This is Jasper. And say God also is just so Jasper. But you're not thinking that the creator Jasper cannot be creature Jasper. And the one who made you and made himself only one, you think he's a fool? So I see that all the stones are inside jasper. But the one you have with white light. How many lights are inside white light? 7 lights. So when you see your master using white light, if he, you are only using white, yeah, I have 7, I have 5, I have 5, I have 5. So with all your glory, you can only use one. Yeah, so you don't boast with your guy. I'm saying now, say, hey man, why organa master, right? It's only humility that can make your God show you everything. The more you go down, and you go down, and you go down, and you see your armlessness, then it starts showing secrets. And it's more than the one you see inside the shop. You want to learn a job, you just want to go and observe. You observe vanity. Nobody put a secret on the shelf. You see him cutting wood, cutting iron. You think you are studying him. You don't know anything. The real secret is inside of him. And he will show no one until he knows that you are so humble and you won't be a threat. Jamie has spent 5 years. Komo Georgia. Yes, oye kama fo Georgia. There. So you don't know what kept your guy standing for 20 years on the business. No big joke. No big capital. No big capital. Not be capital. Say, hey man. What am I saying? I'm just trying to say that God is a treasure. God is a treasure. It's an heavenly treasure. And there's nothing, it can't, his eye cannot be on it, on anything that's not a treasure. So if you know there's an intent to be a traitor, it can only stay on you to see converted. But it's not pleased until you become a traitor. And that's what they call my people. When God says you are my people, he says you are a traitor. Amen. And really, really, man can be a spiritual traitor. A man can be a being that the heaven is watching over. I'm telling you. Heaven is attending to his matter. When anything is paining him, heaven is looking. Why is he paining him? What's going on there? I'm telling you. Not because you won't go through problem, but every problem you go through, they are there. If you go through water, I will be with you. My eyes throughout the year, that land. My eyes upon the land throughout the year. How can the eyes of God be on the land? For 12 months, my eyes, God's eye. My eyes are on that land. And it's not a choice of just, no, it's because there's something in there. There's something out there. You can't have a room in your house where you put your gold, whatever, there. And they said, we lost key. Say, which key of the, which room? When they say, and that was okay, and that, okay. Lost what key? You can tell me, which key? Okay, I lost the key to the store. Now we lost the key. Which key? Because the heart. Anywhere your trail is, your heart is there. Your heart is there. So Christ is the treasure that God can't look away. So when he wants to put it in you and that land, his eyes should be on that land. Sometimes we don't even know. We read many things in the scripture. We don't even know That's why people overrate. I'm a ruru, you know, anointing. I'm a ruru. I'm a ruru, you know. Although I'm a ruru, it's not as strong as the anointed beings. And I know that if God anoints you to be a prophet, a teacher, he's also careful about investment. But it's more careful when they have been formed in you. It's not so meant about the anointing upon you as much as the formation inside of you. It's not. So when the prophet on the mountain wants to threaten your Ikpe, Olorun Ikpe, Olorun Ikpe, that alone. You can use that on crusade ground for those who are not Christians. But in the midst of Christian believers, what we cherish is not those callings, it's the formation. So you won't really see much of things attached to those callings in the epistle. Read your epistle from Romans, you won't see things attached to that as much as grace is given for it. But it's given for the cause of formation. Can you see? He gave them apostles, prophets, and evangelists, pastors, teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That is where his eye are on. That is the real land that God can use later on. Say amen. So I'm just trying to let us know that treasure formation of this formation is a formation of treasure within us. It's the what makes us peculiar people. I like what he says in is it that First Peter? Yes, yeah, just a generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. It's just a generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation. A peculiar people that you should shew forth the praises. Are you with me? You should do what? You should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So what? Where he has called us to his marvelous light. But for us to get to that marvelous light, you must show forth first. You must first of all use a light and show forth that light. Show forth the praises is also light. So you should show forth the light of one who has called you into his marvelous light. So the transport really is to move us to his marvelous light. But you must show forth praises first. Praise is also what they call good works. The works of the good. Works of the good tithing. It's works, when I say good work, it's work of a tithing. Good work. It's not a shared release from human part. It's a work that came because of a tithing of good. Or the word of good. Or the word of Christ. Say amen. Amen. And it's good tidings. I will build for upon the mountains at the feet of him that bringeth forth good tidings that publisheth peace. Good tidings. Good tidings. One, he has given one. Good tidings. So good tidings is what produces good works. So if there's no tithing, you can't have the work. I went to the house, please. So it's not just generally, you know, that's the way Yoruba people, all of that, conceive that thing. It's outside the understanding of the epistle. And so it's not just like, let's do good. Let's be generous. Let's help those who are in need. Amen. There's some people among us do good works. Let's pay for school fees of children. Doing that straight is not the good works. It's if it comes because a work was done in you. How do you know that work was done? Is that it won't take place of it. It won't take place of it. And you know, when I say take place of it, some people can do it and be humble and not look at it. There's still a place somewhere. It's a heart that work has not been done in. There's a way we still take his place somewhere. It may not be public place. When I say, let work be done in you, you can't act the work. That's why when God is looking at you, he's not looking at what you do. He's looking at the being that is doing it. The formation, the arrangement of what is doing it. This is my well-beloved son, in whom I am well placed. In whom? So the work is in whom? In whom is the work done by the tidings? The word you are hearing are tidings that is forming things in you. And works that perform it are God could works. So you can't say that the work has been done if there are no works accompanying the works. So Paul attached all the experience of faith with good works. Timothy. When you say that's a good work, you say plenty in Timothy. So when you say you have mystery of faith, you practice faith, you'll say, where is your work? But you can't say I have works. I don't really have the mystery of faith, I have the works. They will say, no, it's not of Christ. You can't have the work and not have the mystery. I'm saying that. But if you have the mystery, you must have the work. And my brother's work. They won't accept that the work is done. And really the work is not done until we have the fruit. Bring ye forth fruit, meat for repentance. Don't say not that we have Abraham to our father. God is able of this to raise up children to Abraham. So it means that if you are Abraham's seed, then you will do the work of Abraham. Are we right in this place today? So you can see there, an holy nation, a peculiar people. So peculiar people is not the end of people. Peculiar people is the beginning of people. That's where people began. And God says, my people. For example, when God said to Israel, ye are my treasure, or you are my peculiar people. I think in the book of Exodus, now therefore, 19 verse 5, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. So you will actually be my peculiar people. Above all people. You will be my peculiar people. You will be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Are you here tonight? So because it is, if you obey my voice indeed, you become peculiar treasure unto me. Now, from there, that's where they can now become the people of God. These are people of Christ. They are Christ people. They have not moved into the realm of marvelous light. The light of the Father is called marvelous. Great and marvelous are thy works, O God. Lord God Almighty, great and marvelous. So, it's the light of the Father that is called marvelous. Light of God is marvelous. Marvel. Great and marvelous are thy works. So, when you say, are thy works, what works? Light is what works. So it's great light and marvelous light. Thy works. So the instrument of walking is light. Say amen. Amen. Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways. So you can see the way it goes. So the essence of the light. So true are thy ways, thou King of the same. So you must have had experience of the first light. And before you can say you are ready for the marvelous light. So the light increases, become marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. And now you can say wonderful. I like this, that song in those days, wonderful, marvelous are the works of my God. Great is thy name. Wonderful, marvelous, and the works of my God, great is thy name. Wonderful and marvelous are the works of my God. Great is thy name. Oh, wonderful and marvelous are the works of my God. Great is thy name. Hallelujah. That's Brother Lazarus. They are the song of our beginning. Amen. I wish I just met those brothers. That when I sang, the fountain of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drink shall never. The fountain of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drink shall never
thirst again.
The fountain of life is flowing everywhere.
Whosoever drink shall never thirst again. The fountain of life
is flowing everywhere.
So those
songs are prophetic songs. It is the season we are in that the fountain of life will flow everywhere. The fountain of life will flow in all the nations of the earth. The fountain of life, the fountain of restoration, the fountain of renewal. The fountain of regeneration. The gospel is power. The gospel is power. Say amen. Hallelujah. So you can see the peculiar people or treasure. So you can't say you are peculiar if you're not a treasure. You will be peculiar to be a trial. How are you going to be different from all the people of the earth? That you carry what they don't have. You have what they can never have. Except they come through the way. They can never. There's no way they can be upgraded. Even in the falling away of Israel from the covenant. On earth, it still stands out in their fallen estate. Israel is still a peculiar people. No, they are not meeting up with the peculiarness in God's heart. But in the word of description, Israel is still a peculiar nation. In the history of humanity, there has not arisen a nation like Israel. In the history of man on the earth here, there has not arisen a nation like Israel. What kind of, and that's why they will ask you, say, what kind of a people are these people? What kind of a nation? God wants to make them a dazzling thing on the face of the earth. What kind of a people are these? Up to today, when the children of the Arab world is planning to hurt Israel, their mother will be begging them, Israel will kill you. Their mother will be crying. They know it's a lost person. Because Israel will look for you and remove you. They'll be crying. Don't join them. Don't do it. Israel will kill you. Israel will remove you. And really, they will remove. There's no place their enemy can run to. Once they know you are the one who did it, they will pick you out. Run under your mother. They will pick you from the place. So they say Israel is the brain of America. And truly, Israel is the brain. So who is the person? Who is the person? His brain. Your leg is not you. If your leg is not there, you still function. But if the brain is not there, there's no human being. So when I say Israel is the brain, they are saying that what is called America is Israel. A nation that has fallen away from this calling. A falling away nation from the calling of being peculiar. They have not attained to peculiarity. So that thing was attached to it. If you obey my voice, if you will keep my covenant, my command, my covenant, and do them. So just from natural observation, we just know that there's something. So charity master, listen to me, is kaya. I'm seeing why the church wants, God wants the church to target this thing seriously and really see the way it is. I will do faith, hope, and charity. That is. Glory, honor, and power. Salvation to Jesus, high priest of
goodness to come. We will be thoroughly exercised in all that we are hearing till we'll become just like Jesus.
That thing we are talking about. Jesus will sit on the church and brew the church to become this. It's not cheap. We can't sing into it. Listen to me. I believe the first thing they are doing at this time is restoring back the path to eternal life. And that is nearly completed. We give glory to Jesus. I tell you that the path to eternal life, Jesus, is restored back to the church. And the promise is not just somewhere there. We know the way there. Through his message. And that's a major finality in the restoration of message to the church. From the day of the apostle, that began again in the 1900s with the beginning of baptism with the Holy Ghost. Now the real place where you can say Jesus' message began is when people are baptized in the Holy Ghost. If you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, you can't say you are believed. Amen. What did I say? If you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, we can't say you are believed. And so, to say you have believed, the proof that you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. When we are learning that, it's also to, not for us, ourselves alone, to also help other people. When you meet believers who says, I believe in Jesus, I don't have the Holy Ghost, there's no confirmation. Except that you are saying it, and I don't know. Anyone who believes in the Lord Jesus must also, with the same faith, not another faith, with the same faith, the faith that got you born again is enough to receive the Holy Ghost. Because we're going to be in places. Many of you are going to be in nations very soon, in places where you have to be an anchor person in the gospel. The days when you go to nations and you are there for 5 years and you're just carrying, doing work, that day must end. We didn't raise you up like that. I didn't have a commission like that. That's why for a long time, God gave us this center as part of the work in this place. Everywhere you get to, you should be a seat to be able to start something there. At least start from where you know and you have mastered. That you are in a place, you are in the UK, you are in Japan, you are in a place, and you are telling me for 2 years you have not met 2-3 people. Something is wrong. Basically wrong. There's no nation yet here where the heart of men are not open to. There's a heart that God has appointed. And there are places you will get to, you will meet them. So all of these things are not just for us to experience, to understand, and to be a part of, so we can be a partner with God in places that you are. God is going to place you because revival is on the way. Global harvest is on the way. So don't ever think that you are going to study, you are not going to school. They are sending you there for something. You are not just going to work somewhere. Amen. Are we together? Say amen. So I was talking about restoration. Part of eternal life, message of eternal life has been restored back to the church. From new birth, as it began in the early 19th century, when time of restoration of the message first. And so, new birth was restored. Various parts were restored in pieces, repentance, all of them was restored in bits and pieces there and there. Amen. Basics of faith. Faith as a principle also came in. Faith as a sense of believing God came in, all of that. And there are also some holiness movement that came in there to help the church in character. Not because the body of message was delivered to them. Amen. They just use the Bible to ensure that people are kept pure. Pure from contamination. And that was a measure of preservation. We can see works like, deeper life and the rest of that in those areas. Say amen. But majorly in the past 25 years or so, lining out the gospel from point to point to the promise has been fully restored. Has been fully restored. It means that the message on how to move has been given. Say amen. Amen. And that's one thing I believe that the EGFM and all of that, us, all of us working together, has achieved. It's a restoration movement. Its major job is to restore back the message. Every work will be assessed based on what put into it. Sometimes what we're supposed to do, and certain work we have to do, maybe just for 5 years in God's own agenda, it can still be on for 20 years, but it has been done. The way God marks, yes. The way God marks, it may be 3 years, the work has been done. But the ministry will be there, still doing that things. But what they want to do, they have already done it. So what has happened 25 years ago is restoration, is the last phase of restoration of the message. Over this year now, God will be going back to them and be purifying them and be enriching them. And I believe that's what has been going on here. Enriching that place to really be what he has in mind. In which it has been touched here and there, here and there, here and there. Say, hey, man. That's why I know we have the trust to put in place very well the issue of leading of the Spirit. We have that trust. And we're going to do it. It's part of the place that must be well restored. It's important. That must be well. God's children must understand the motion of that place. And align well with it and not fall into any problem. Say amen. Amen. Of either assumption or presumption, all of that. So, it's in the process of that restoration that building will be going on. Because there are materials for building. So you're going to see a wise pastor who is not apostolic. We have to connect to those messages now and take them for building. You have to come in and take materials for building. You have to. Or else you'll be building your own thing. They have sent materials. It's your job to go to the site and go and collect your own there, your own block, your own, all of that for building. Say amen. Most of the time, it's children that will go to site. The men, those who should go to site will not go there. So you see, children of ministry will go to site, go and bring materials. They will bring to church. Church leaders will argue and fight with all manner of things. But in the midst of that, God will be building his. Say amen. That's it. Because we are going towards the last moment of revival, glory revival. Or what I call glory evangelism. Where the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. This earth will be submerged with the life of Jesus. Because men have been risen everywhere that is carrying the knowledge of glory. It's not time for church as usual. It's not time for my church. This is divine agenda. So one of the things we're going to see in the last time is the arising of strong New Testament, pure New Testament churches. Pure. That is the area where we have strong commitment of heaven. And it's to just raise examples so that nobody will say, I've not seen one. Raising New Testament churches. So it's not a revival on the street. It's not street revival. It's not like the revival of the past one. It's the revival from within the house. The house is ordered, so the movement cannot be scattered or wasted. It's the house is ordered. Say amen. That's why there's no amount of terrorism will scare us from that assignment. Sometimes it can be distracting. What Jesus wants to do, he will do. So we're saying that. Are you here tonight? So we should be glad that Jesus has restored back the message. We should rejoice. We should be glad. I remember I preached that message to be like 2004 or 2003. And OPJ will know it. Believers' Convention. So great salvation. So I preached, my message was the curriculum of salvation. I told Reverend Case more. If Christianity is the profession, there's no profession without a curriculum. We can't just be badging the Bible and preaching anything anyhow. If it's a profession, and they call it high calling of God, high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So if it's a high calling, if it's a profession, it's an heavenly profession, there must be curriculum. And Bible, just Bible is not curriculum. Bible is the book where they hid the curriculum. So you need the spirit of wisdom and revelation to hew out the curriculum. That's the it's an apostolic demand. To hew out the curriculum. To set them in order of how a medical doctor can produce and place them in their stages like that. At the end of it, A doctor has been raised. And so, because it thanks be to God that he has done that. I say he has done that. So you can't understand now why they have to return us back here. It's been done. I can say that last year convention was a culmination of that message. Last year believers convention. The servant and the two prophets. Anamnesis. The servant and the two prophets. Now I've been saying for a long time that the last day servants are prophets. Have you said that right? The Son of God is the prophet. As like God who had solitized and in diverse manner speak in times past to the fathers by the prophet, at in this last day spoken to us by his Son. So his Son is another class of prophet. That is the Son who is the brightness of glory and the express image of his person. That Son who is the brightness of glory and the express image of his person. That Son who is the full lit of God's glory is a prophet. That's why it's God, his Father, is a prophet. In the beginning, God said. God did not pray. God did not stretch his hand. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Say amen. God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness had shone. He commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shone in our hearts. To give the light of the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus. God commanded the light. God, not command, commanded the light. So, prayer, possession, prayer is a peculiar possession. What I say? Say, come on, say it again. When you have prayer, you have a peculiar possession. And these are a peculiar people. The people are the people of Christ. But what we're going to is the people of God. He called them my people. My people is the people of God. But both people of God and people of Christ from the holy nation, they are all traitors. But it means that, are you in the house with the preacher? Say amen. We're just going to go a little bit more today. I'm taking time, but I know that I want many words to be spoken on this matter. So as I'm not primarily on how to run, no. I'm trying to give the Spirit time for him to speak out every part of this that we should have, okay? Amen. As you can see, each time he mentions peculiar, he will mention people of the earth. Deuteronomy 14:2, let's see, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord, thy God. And the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself. Above all the nations that are upon the earth. Nations upon the earth. So you know that there are angelic nations who are not nations, earth nations. Okay? Say amen. That is what the realm that God gave to man is earth. And so when he made him, he put him on the earth. It was an earthy king, earthy creature, but he put him on the earth. And so that is where nations are battered. It's on the earth. Amen. So you can see that issue of nations, the way we read before in Exodus 95 says, "It shall be a peculiar thing unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine." I like that. "For all the earth is mine." So there's something called earth. All the earth. I want to ensure that the devil does not take the earth. But the devil can take the earth. If he take the earth, it will be difficult for heaven to be assessed. You need to take earth first. Before you can assess heaven. And that's why, are you here today, please? That's why the devil has done so much to take earth. He knows if he takes earth, footstool has been taken. And so the place of rain has been taken. So the earth is God's footstool. And that's the one he gave to man. Are you with me in the house, please? He didn't give the devil. He gave it to man. Man is meant to keep the earth. That is why he planted the garden there. And said, dress and keep it. It's through Eden, what the earth should look like, we move out. So the Eden is like the small Lagos or Abuja. Huh? Through which resources to flow to all the earth. So that's the central. At the Eden, and planted the garden, the eastward of Eden. Now, all of that is important. It's a place of entry from the beginning. East is the place of beginning. It's the place of the morning. So it's the place of engagement. It's where the morning engages the earth. Then you can flow from that place and take the whole of Eden. And from Eden, take the whole earth. All the earth is mine. Say amen. That's why we must learn the way God works. We just take it small. Can you imagine the land space of Israel? Take small. Israel on the earth. I don't know what percentage on the land mass of the earth. Small. And he didn't tell them expand. No. In fact, from this side, he has blocked them with the sea. No place for expansion. On this side, it determined their boundary. So I didn't send you here to come and conquer nations. And the project is we'll make it the earthly headquarter. So we're going to build you, raise you, and make it a source of life. That's why every great builder built for the fault, first of all, in their mind. They always build from a small prototype. As I see architects, they first of all make small design of a massive building. And they are seeing everything about the building in that much. If you're going to be build big for God, you must know how to build small. Yes. If you don't know how to big small, you can't build. The big you build will be adultery. It will be a mix-up. And you can't just not like it to be massive to start. No. You like to make it holy, pure. That's the passion of kingdom builder. Holy, pure. It can be small. But that will make it pure. It's where you have gotten that purity. And you have seen it, that you can mass produce it. So if you don't have their eyes, you can't work, you can't do their work. As a pastor, we are co-laborers with God. It's not everybody can labor with God. Many can labor for God. But to labor with God, God can stay with 20 and turn the 20 purified and see the future in it. To him, it's done. To take the old earth is done. It took 12 men. And for him, the earth is done. You shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem, in Samaria, in Judea, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Ha! Uttermost part of the earth. God, he knew it's done. And in 200 years, church has reached every part of the earth. In 200 years, all continents, all nations, and see a touch of the church. Eh? It can only take the eyes of Jesus to see such. I thank thee, O Father. He was rejoicing for leaving 12. He was thanking the Father that the work you gave to me, I finished it. He was thanking. If many of us leave the world with that result, we'll be sorrowing. That our ministry is not able to fulfill its cause. God, if you have given more money, this ministry would have sounded. But it do. I do. Yoruba, I saw do. I do. You must overgrow your tribe, okay? That somebody met me and said, I painted in those. Ah, yours. Amen. Those prayers are not in the scriptures. So anybody who doesn't have program on the air, I pay OT don't. Could don't. Oh, my. Hallelujah. So you can see the earth. Come on, say earth. The earth was made. The earth was made to be natural. God put naturality in the earth. Because that naturality is a copy of, some of them are divine copy or deity copy. They are a copy of deity and divinity that God moved to the realm of the natural. Because he still had the mind that through man's dominion, the earth can be upgraded. It will still preserve the purity of the law, but the fiber can be upgraded. Are you in the place? For example, this body is the body of blood. It's natural. But this body can be upgraded. I didn't know that. Hello? So what they do in resurrection is upgrade. And after that, resurrection is not just an event that happened at the time. It's a life. It's a power. So it means that if a man is in the world of resurrection, the body can also be upgraded gradually. Gradually. Until the last phase. When it becomes another body. Or glorious body. Are you with me in the house? So when God was making natural, he has a mind of divinity in mind. They just have to bring the quality down. But in the frame, what it should look like. That's that when I see you in the direction, I will know you. Because it's the same body, but a higher glory. I will know you, you will know me. To be so clear. I'm not talking about your frame, your design. So it means that when your parents were conceiving you and framing you, they were there. So your shape is not ordinary. It's not ordinary. That's why there's no another you. And there will not be another you. That's what they used to in forensic. There can't be another you. It's impossible. Because God, in framing you, has put some things there that can never make, he can never make another you. He has put it there to make you, you. And so, our body frame is not ordinary. They saw something in the future about it. You are tall, you are short, anything you are. I said, just like yourself, okay? If you are talking to me and you are looking up, don't mind, you know? I also look down. You know what I'm saying? And we'll talk. Praise the Lord. No complex, eh? I said, no complex, eh? You can't be inferior complex. What's the complex? What's the complex about? You are beautiful the way you are. You are fine. Say amen. So, natural. So, guys, natural is not. Natural is of God. And all of them were set from the Lord of the beginning. So shall the man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. And they two shall be one flesh. That thing is a law. So, I didn't say, so shall a woman leave his father and mother. Because a woman can be with the parents. It's not with them. What did I say? A woman can be with the parents. It's not with them. It's there temporarily speaking. When his husband show up, you know it's not with you. So the day he sees man, oh Lord, amen. When I heard that they were going to Lagos, I would just say, Lagos, okay. Okay. They told me it's Badagry. I'm wondering, I have not seen her there. I said, what kind of baby is in Badagry? Egberomile. See, that thing that is going on, it's in God. That love play is their life love play that joy to you. Even if she emotionally cry, it's just a shadow of a... If you're a father and you receive that cry, you are just being deceived. Did they come out of the... The next 10 minutes, he has whipped her face. Because she is not in the house. It's a man that has to leave his father and mother because he's with them and he can bring the wife to them. You are not supposed to bring your wife to your parents. You have to leave your father and mother. Say amen. So if a man cannot leave his father and mother, he's not mature for marriage. It is that man. It is the more you leave your father and mother that you absorb in your wife. Say, my wife is not listening to me. You have not left your father and mother. The more you leave, the more she cleaves to you. A woman will leave her father and mother once she sees a lover. He goes away. So if your wife is not, you seem as if you are not having her, go and check yourself. You have not left appropriately. So, Jesus said, it's in the beginning. So it was a copy principle in the spirit. I'm saying now. So it's not the thing the man can say, I have an idea about. They brought that thing down for you in nature. So, nature was given to the earthy man to use. Use it and create feet on the earth before you move into heavens. If you don't create your feet on the earth here, spirits can take it. The earth is a place of rule, it's a place of reign. Not only heaven, the earth. There are rules on there, there are rays on the earth here. As you can see nations, you can see kingdoms, all of them falling earth. You can see the glory of kingdoms planted on the earth. When you hear America, when you hear those nations, massive. That's if that's a nation that has land place. There are nations that don't have no land space. Names on the earth here. So the earth can be taken. When the earth is taken, a vital part is taken. The connection to heaven is taken. And it will be difficult for man to access heaven. A man can see heaven if he has not taken the earth. There's a place you have to be on the earth to see heaven. Say, hey, man. I want the house, please. So, what is called all the nation of the earth is fallen earth. So that is saying, I'm going to make you a peculiar earth. To be above nation. So, it's a earth above earth. So, now earth has fallen to the ends of the wicked one. And so, he has corrupted the earth. I want the house, please. So, and one of the ways of corrupting the earth is to corrupt nature. You can see in the book of Romans that after they have departed from all of them and they fell away from serving God and they begin to serve or love creatures more than the Creator. Are you there with me, please? They change the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image of made like unto corruptible man and to the birds and the four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the loss of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. God gave them off. So there are things that came later as a fallout of higher disobediences. Are you in the place? Unto uncleanness through the loss of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. So it means that violation of nature was a result of sin. They began to violate nature. That brought man to a point that just feel that sex is an act. But sex is a covenant. See, I'm saying. That's why in Israel, in trying to correct that, if you sleep with a girl, you marry the girl. So it's the mindset of correcting the wrong you did. And because it's not just an act you did, it's not just an act, it was a connection in the spirit. It's a law. You engage a law. And you have to finish that law by taking that woman. What if I leave her and go and marry somebody else and all of that? No, you have done something to her in nature. Say, are we in the house, please? So, now, from in nations like Israel, he fed to many immoral things among many nations. And to bring abuse, they have to abuse the laws of nature and make nature what they don't call nature is what is called sexual. This within what you like. So they have to build their values along what they like. And when they ask this, elders of nature have to sit down and build cultures, build traditions, build values. It's along what they like. Some of them, they like to give preference to men. Like in my place now, when they if they kill goat, in my place, they kill goat and give the parts to whatever they want to make it for, and they have sent the tithes for Asum. All the tithes, Asum. Other parts there, they will send for those who want to cook the local okra soup, the rib. After they have removed all the meat, the skin, they cut it for women. And that is cultural. And they expect to collect it and be happy with it. And rejoice in thy bone. Yes. So the, I'm sorry, nations, so you know, build all manner of things. Some of them are selfish, some of them are all kinds of things from different places. When I was so young, I was speaking, I said, what conscience of human being? The women are the ones who take the goat after they have killed the goat. And the person who killed the goat, once he put knife on the goat, you know what they do? The elderly ones can come and take knife. Just put it on the meat and say, you can go ahead and kill it. He's the one who killed it near. Once he gives you the knife, because there's a portion of the goat neck and all of that that belongs to those who kill it. That's like, if when it comes to goat meat, you don't go there. If you don't die there, then God has saved you. It's not a place you as a young man just put your head. They can come with ring or juju into the issue of goat. So nations fell from nature to sensual to being devilish. All unrighteousness. Being filled, Romans chapter 1, verse 20, what? Being filled with all unrighteousness. Inventions, inventing every way to cheat the other person. Inventing, and negate nature. There been a place in Romans 1:29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. So when the woman collect it, some of them who are humble to the culture will sit me down. But when they are going away, they'll be complaining. But they will still obey the culture. They will skin all the rib. How many meat can be on rib? They will still skin all the meat. And they will sit down on that asum and eat everything. As they are putting here, they are putting here. To give you one. And they are giving you gold. So systems, nations, ideologies have to empower men, because through men, they own the people. You can see why they give sexual advantage. You can marry as many as four. If you're the head of that, nobody questions you. So ideology that has all of that, easily prosper. Empower men, empower leaders. See, I've been doing Sharia, for example. Which governor have they arrested before? Which governor have they caught his hand? He can never get to a poor man, to a rich man. It's for the poor. The man who has no money, who stole a cup of rice, that they will cut his hand, his whole hand will be cut. And the man who put the state fund inside his pocket. Say, hey, man. So, that is the devil. He can't leave nature to remain as nature. He must spoil nature. So, he's telling man how to be unnatural. How to be unnatural. Sometimes only thing we do in terms of invention, all of that. It's still the drive along that path. They will convince you on why that is the path. That is necessary. It's because they don't want man. If you stay on nature, God can't be seen easily. For the invisible things of God from the creation of the world have been clearly seen, being understood. So if you are not making a religion out of nature, if you're not making a religion out of nature, you can by nature feel God. It's those who say, I'm a naturalist. I want to stay with nature and not want to use nature to see what nature is saying. You are not a naturalist, actually. You are a sensual person. But in today's world, they say we are naturalists. You understand what I'm saying now? And the real nature, those who are naturalists, are men who connect to nature to see what nature is saying. And when nature is speaking, you will see it will be directing you to its creator. It acknowledges creator. So, faith is designed, actually, is designed. First of all, many years ago, the Lord said to me, I'm not against nature. He said, faith is not against nature. Faith. Because when people are supernatural in those places, they say, different expression of life, they ignore nature. To the point of when you see herbs, plants that are naturally provided for help, you think you are more spiritual to ignore it. And you think you are walking in faith. Faith is not against nature. But the first place where faith is demonstrated is to restore nature. How do I know? When somebody is sick, he is believing God for healing. Nature is to have sound health. Are we in the house, please? So, you believe God for sound health. When you believe God for sound health, already it connects you to God. And what God will say after. Because when you, if you believe God for sound health, then a channel is open for God to speak more. Are we in the house, please? And what they want to do is to create a system where God cannot speak. So why bring it to sensuality so that you can't access what God is saying? You are blocked from God's saying. So you are within your senses, within your feelings. But once you move to believing, then you go outside yourself. I'm trusting God for prosperity. I'm trusting God for. So when faith even came, faith came first of all to restore those parts. Before you can come to the faith, you need faith first. What nations lost is faith. Nations lost faith. I went in the house, please. If you lost faith, there's no hope for the faith. The faith is meant for those who can believe. It's because you have believed, that's why they gave the faith. I know what I'm saying now. So you can't access Christ if you have not believed. You know what I'm saying? Those who don't have faith sense anymore, they can't believe God. They are the God. Humans are the God. Whatever woman cannot provide, then does not exist. They don't act that there's an invisible being beyond the visible. Hallelujah. So when you say it, One part of the earth is nature. And I said, God is the nature God. God wants nature to be preserved. That is why you can improve seed. You are not meant to change seed. When you change seed, you contravene nature. If you improve seed, then it is this same thing that God made that you are trying to get the best from. Because something could also have happened in nature against the seed that will not make him the best he should have been from the beginning. We're not even having pure nature today. I'm saying now, this has affected nature. But when you still look at it, you see where nature beat down to. I went to the house, please. Where nature beat creation down to. You still see it? That's not far. So you can improve what nature has, but you can't change what nature has. To make seed to fruit to grow without seed is unnatural. God's intention is that seed will produce after its kind. And that's why most of the things we eat are all flowering plants. Most of our food, we don't normally eat from gymnosperm. We eat mostly angiosperms. Even gymnosperm is still naked seed plants, they have seed. I'm talking about lower plants that has no seed at all. What God made for food are seed plants. And there's something about them. But there's something about their gene that can preserve nature. Say amen. It's natural to give thanks to God. Even those who are not Christians, it's natural to appreciate. Say amen. But Jesus just came that are unthankful. Can you see this? And this also know that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self. In those days, people love people. People love others in those days. If a stranger comes to town, everybody care for the stranger. They love people. They want to take care of people. They can give their last meal to a stranger to just be comfortable. Say amen. In those days, children play on the street. And there are people who just leave their children on the street. They will go to market. And they will go and come back and he has been taken care of. If he fell down and had bruises, somebody will take him up and take care of him. People on your street are your brothers. He said, man, bro, it's not, they don't know themselves. They met on the street. And they will be called brother and sister forever. Bro James, from James, from James, Evan James, bro James. They are not related. You leave your house and sleep in the third house. And nothing will happen. And the guys there will take the sister as their sister. And they will protect her. Once they call her their sister, nothing will make them want to sleep with her. They can ask for her friend, not her. Oh, be all right for me. Oh, be all right for me. Be all right for me. Be all right for me. And they're not blood, though. It's sweet sister. They will protect her. Only Jesus and his community can grow that again. That is gone forever from the earth. It's gone. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. But to know that ever existed, it amazes you. Many of us are still witnesses or product of that. But the time is going to come, there won't be witnesses of that anymore. When you say there will be only Ayeboni. Ayeboni. You mean on that? covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemer. In those days, when you are proud, you look like a better guy. Because everybody's the in Yoruba land, there's the Omoluabi. In those days, Omoluabi lead. Omoluabi become president of a student union. Omoluabi are captains of classes. Omoluabi are course leaders. Omoluabi are governors. Today, garage men, not city boys, garage boys. It's the city boys. Garage boys. They are now garage boy lawyers. Garage boy engineers. Even the king is a garage boy. Well, you can't trust the source of finance of a king. 419 fraudster. I hate the law. I hear law, oh law, nature law. A shame, nature law. Oh, don't you allow that in a court. That is still kind of flesh, yo. It's still flesh, yo. Those ones are still flesh, yo. A kind of flesh, but still not too far from nature. Natural instinct of love, care. Instinct. I really didn't know Ashire. In those days, we can play soccer. Tables of hours. You go play sweat. Your children now, they don't know what is called play. It is tab in your hand that's called play. Now they give me your phone. Give me your tab. They don't know what is called play. The play you will play that will service your body. That will make your mental alertness come alive. You play, you go and read for work, you pass. This one play, they forget all they have learned. They'll forget everything they have learned. They are forgetting it. So that place not exercising their mind. Killing the mind. That is why you can be born again and still have those things around you. So you need Christ. It's Christ righteousness. That is meant to, first of all, restore earth back. They are called your members on earth. Members, your members are on earth. And your members on earth has been taken by senses and carnality. They're supposed to be earthly members. But that members has become carnal. Earthly. Sensual. Devilish is members on earth. So the issue is not only avoiding sin. It's reprogramming back to allow nature to become beautiful. Or to bring the beauty of nature back again. Everything you see as loss of Christ, you see there are loss of restoration of man. First of all, to function on the earth. Because see how it addresses homes, family, job, everything about your earthly terrain. Because that is where the sin came and corrupted and blood, so that you won't be able to find your way back to God. Blood. So Christ is the being whose feet can enter earth, can enter sensuality, can enter that depth. He's not afraid of it. He can enter it from there, absorb you back out of it. Say amen. And make your members on earth to be irresponsive to the laws of corruption. Are we in the house, please? So you see all the instructions of law of Moses. Can you see all the instructions of law of Moses? Lifestyle. Of how to eat. How to take a wife. How to clothe. How to... You can see all those parts. That's where nations don't care about. Nations do them the way they want it. But he put a... But there are laws that take care of everything about our life. There's nothing about our life that's meant to be... There's something we have to do that is strange to God. All our life has been designed by God to be controlled and governed by laws. So that other laws will not come and corrupt it. Praise God. Are you with me in the house, please? Can you write us next to Colossians? Colossians 3. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Are you there? Huh? When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye appear also with him in glory. Multiply therefore your members which are upon earth. Can you see that, please? Multiply your members which are upon earth. Now, this members upon earth, what's fornication? Sexual motion. Hello, hello, hello. We are about going home now. What they call fornication, uncleanness, inability, affection there, are all sexual motions. Abby? Sexual motion is natural. I was telling a moment today, that's you see, sexuality or sexual whatever there needs understanding from the word of Christ. Or else you will be managing by religiosity. And it doesn't matter how much you manage it, you still have going to have problem here and there. It could be apparent, it could be evident, it could be whatever there. Because it's something that God made, like I was saying the other time, that your frame will remain, your maleness will remain forever. Do you know that? You're not going to suddenly become homogeneous. In glory, you remain a male. So, being male and female is not just biological. It's not just to have a child. There's something about that in God. You can see why the LGBT hates gender. They have to hate nature. Sin has not done sin until he hates nature. At first, it hated natural sexual purity. That's the first time. You can sleep with anybody. When you are ready, you go and you get married. You can have 3-4 by boyfriend. And after 3 boys girlfriend, when you are ready, you pick one. Everybody go back with his wounds and start healing. I'm saying. Amen. That was a level of sin. But for him, he has not dealt with nature enough. You know, as it were now, it's not a matter of just fornication and types of boys get sleeping. It's 3-some, 4-somes. Huh? The order now of sexual sin that they're exploring now is 3-some, 4-some. You know the meaning of that? 3 men to 1 woman. 2 women to 2 men. 1 man to 3 women. Is the next thing to explore. So there's no extent to what will be explored. The thing with next will be, say, have you tried your cat? Have you tried your cat? Have you tried your dog, your goat? A time will come, they will be saying on the internet, and it will be strange. You just discover from nowhere. Are you in the house? So sin has compartments on how to break down until there's nothing remaining. So what they call here, your members of art, is your sexuality. Which God put in you, in nature. And has determined on how it should be used. I went to the house, please. He has instruction for how it should be used. And he gave power of rule over it. Do you know there's a time in the world that there's no cloth? Can you imagine a time in the world there was no cloth? And people live, men and women, and they are not more into fornication today than then. They are no more into fornication then than today. So what was in their mindset, their consciousness, does not make them see a woman's breast as something that should be explored. I don't know, sir. People have lived on the earth here. So definitely people became weaker and weaker. So inventing clothes, all of that, is part of weakness. Yes. As a way of covering of sexuality, it's not holiness. It's weakness. They were naked. So men today are weak. It's in the bra. You haven't imagined what it looks like. You have not. They're still covered with bra. You are still imagining what is inside of it. So nothing locks really. The gateway of the high is the mind. So your members are your natural endowed part for expression that God gave to you. That sin took over. Or faithlessness took over. But when there's faith, it brings laws. I want the house, please. So faithlessness, two-third man, and two-third man against it, and made the head corrupt head. So you can see that the first thing that faith would do towards charity is to restore back nature. It must bring back what nature is meant to look like. So you now see that what is called the will of God. What is called the will of God? You may be filled with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That you may know how to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. What is the pleasing? Go and see all the pleasing. It's in natural things. Pleasing on how a woman should submit to his husband. Pleasing unto how a man should love his wife. How a father should take care and raise his children without bitterness. Eh? I went to the house, please. So at that level, that is the will of the Lord. Understanding what is the will of the Lord, what the will of the Lord is. So when you see emphasis on family life, that's the first place where the faith is practiced. It's to restore divine order, amen, in the family life. To restore family life to faith life. Life that look to God on how we should live our life. Life that look to God to say that we can't live our life the way we feel it. God has a mind on how life should be lived. So it's believing God for revelation of righteousness on how life should be lived. Are you in the house today, please? Say amen. So the faith is not, first of all, how to get you to see heavenly things. No. The faith is first designed to make you accept righteousness as a lifestyle of man, of natural man. That natural man must assess righteousness revelation of how life should be lived on the earth. Say amen. And for that, if you embrace that, then God will start showing you the other side of how life should be lived in the heavenly world. But we are first natural, then spiritual. The natural is first. What I say, please? Come on, say it again. Come on, say it again. So a man, that's like say, a man cannot rule well his house. How will he rule well is the church of God? So that if you can apply righteousness to the natural world, you can't tell us you are applying to spiritual things, everything. So you're going to apply to your job, apply to everything, your desire, what you like, what how you like it, your passions. Some of you like football, right? Like I used to like football. And some of you still like football. But football is not just something you like, it's a passion. When you like football, become because of the passion. I don't know what are the passions today. There's a generation of those who like football. Let me look at those who are 20 now. Maybe ball is not what they like. Video games. But I know the generation that come now whose passion is not football. You don't see them go to football house. They're gonna be alone on their phone game. They buy coins. I don't know. They buy some coins to play game. Eh? Betting. The mind to bet. So your check can mean the house is not going out, and it's not with anybody. Say benga. Mr. Roger, Mama, more busy. Oh, that pick on shake, kill on shake. Oh, she share. What? It should be wash share. It should be better one. Share is no more. Kill on share. Mama, familiar, you are crossing his passion. In those days, when we were watching ball, you must not cross the screen. Why you but ah? Amen. If you're a lady and you're not discerning, and guys are worship for and you cross, when they can't hurt you, they will say, maybe they can't hurt you, because passion is ruling. Man, you Arsenal, we're blues, we're red devils. So we just bought five players. No, you don't know anything, you know anything. Our coach is just going to buy three. They are just by next week they're going to pay for three. He's here, he doesn't know anything about the he's not aware of his environment. Oh. He knows the plan of the coach. I think they slept in the same room yesterday. Unrighteous passions. Amen. Things which you simply use took mastery of men. That should be simply used and discarded. Took mastery of men. Fulfilling all lusts. That's how we spend the form of our lives. All lost, all interest around unchecked interest. When we bring all these things now to issue of the faith, you see them crumbling. They're not saying, say, I want to take your money. You are reacting. Because you know how many hours you watch football? You know you go there and spend hours and you leave your wife at home and your children forget to attend to them. So the judgment is not just on the fact that you're going to go and relax and watch football. It's the things you have denied yourself of. Rightful things you ought to have done in life to invest more into life. You need the faith to expose to that. You won't see it. You are as if over my condom everywhere. Keep my free abbey. Go and see the life of a godly man outside there. One police minute. They say if you keep living your life that way, many things will waste. And this will fail around you. In those days, some of them is about those who will play draft. You come back from work, you drop your paper, and you sit down on draft for the next 4 hours. What they lost? That's why the grace of God, our biggest salvation, has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and the worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So that faith life teaches us how to live, how to restore back order of nature for the profit of our spirit, soul, and body. Because while you're on earth here, your spirit, soul, and body should be taken care of. I said, God did not give us a religious system where your body will suffer. No. No, those fasting that destroy your organ, it's not Jesus that gave it to you. He wants your body to be in health. And they want to have to have a faith practice that cares, that makes your body healthy. Because you need your body to carry the treasure. Say, hey, amen. So it teaches how to feed well, how to live well, and not buy iPhone of 1.6 million while your children are suffering. Go and buy iPhone of iPhone 14. What do you call them? Pro Max. When your brethren are suffering, when people are not having food, Pro Max. To do what? You don't even know what it's meant for. Just for fashion. What do you use? Pro Max. Class. Now the faith is to, that's why the faith is to go, it's going to visit everything about you on the earth. So to make a charity man, it will come on every matter. Every matter. So if you're not ready for every matter, don't even come to the faith. Be eating your food at home and may enjoy yourself and die in flesh. It instructs you on friendship, communication. All of that is instruct you how to do everything. You will learn how to do everything. Sometimes when I do things, I'm going to say, maybe there's nothing I do today that is just from my personality. I learned everything I do. I learned them and adopt what faith says about it. I tell you, I learned them how to even sleep. I'm a person who doesn't, I can sleep 3 hours in the night. I'm not a sleeper person. In those days, when I sleep, I'm a much of early sleeper in those days. And early, I wake up. By 9, I'm asleep. 9:30. By 1, 2, I wake up. And I will not sleep throughout the night again. I need, it's not healthy for my health. The sleep of 10 to 4 is more healthy. I sleep to 1 and wake up. I have to change my prayer system to form to add to that. Because if your earth breaks down, you can't be trusting God for healing when it has taught you how to live. You know, in Lagos, we're talking about rest. And Pastor Fisher was talking about the essence of rest. You can't say you are spiritual and you are not resting. You're not living by the faith. The faith will teach you how to rest. It's not to sleep, it's sleep of death. You know, there's no sleep of death. When you sleep 10 o'clock and you go up at 6 o'clock, by 5 o'clock, have they begun prayer? Your prayer, you're always joined by 5:20. 5:20, 5:30. You know how the figure rises? You will see 150 streaming. 150 streaming. It can be there for the next 34, 35 minutes, 40 minutes. When it gets to 40 minutes, just become 170, 180. So that's why they join every day. I'm seeing you there. So it's you. That indulgence is the sleep of death. It's indulgence. We indulge your flesh. When spirit should respond, you are indulging it. You don't indulge flesh. You carry flesh. You possess your vessel. Carry body. You carry body. You be body. You are be body. Be body. Why you don't be body? Your body becomes so heavy. If you hear Kaya, pa 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 pa. The same man as look at him, he can't wake up now to pray. I'm angry today. Like one day somebody else woke up and said, "What day? Hello day." Many years ago, it was in church or what? You also can say, "What day? Hello day. Hello respect." So he must have slept with a dream of somebody pursuing him. So when he slept, really, he was, one day, talo expect. Hallelujah. Yeah. We will be spiritual. Yeah. So a spiritual man is a man who takes interpretation of everything about life from the realm of the spirit. What is the Lord saying about this lifestyle? Everything. You don't try to, you look at prescription. Prescription. Someone was asking, should I give tithe? Should I give not to give tithe? You are still on that for 10 years. For 10 years, you are still looking at, should you not? When your children are nearly already giving tithe. Say, hey, man. Thank you. So, every one of you should know how to possess. So, it is faith training that teaches you how to possess your vessel in sanctification and honor. It's training of righteousness. It opens your eyes, understanding. Say, hey, man. I went in the house, please. It opens your eyes to just see vanity. In what sense is saying? Let you know that you can't eat everything, you will die here. You can't have everything, you will die here. It's unprofitable. You don't explore that world. It's destructive. Faith teaches you all of that. When it's telling you withhold from it, he has taught you. He has taught you the vanity of it. He has taught the way of death of it. I went in the house, please. When it talks to you on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things, everything your mom will adjust. We adjust. If faith teaches you about the word of sex, for example, and opens your eyes, you will see sexual whatever there, you will lose interest. Because anybody who goes there, because he lacks understanding. I went in the house, please. You don't have understanding. So faith gives you understanding. I went in the house, please. There's no reason to see reason. When you see reason, you go adjust. So it doesn't force itself on you, it gives you understanding. That's how you understand what the will of the Lord is. You understand understanding. Understanding what the will be. You know, we are not unwise. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So the will of God is inside understanding. When you find it difficult to submit to your husband, you don't have understanding. Go yeah. Me struggling. That's why for young wives, that's the hardest thing of their life. Amen. To submit to their husband. For older husband, the hardest of their life is to love their wife. You know what I'm saying? For young wives, the other thing is submission. For older men, the other thing is love. Because the cashy thing. Yeah, sweetheart. You're just a sweetheart. Everything about Jesus, come on, kai, kai, kaba, 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 makapo, papa, li, papa, papa, eshe, eshe, popo, popo, ele, popo, popo, popo. So, they now have to teach you on how to love your wife. As Christ loved the church and gave himself. Bible says, I like that place in Colossians. Then we're going to just close today. This area is area we can, you'll just be talking for 5 hours. And be washing, and be washing, and be washing. Washing of water. Be washing. Praise God. Are you with me in the house here? I know you are blessed, right? We have been helped. We have been helped. And we're not jumping out. It's a feast. What I call it? See here. I like verse 11 of chapter 3. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew. Circumcision? No circumcision. When I have time, maybe next time, we're talking about that. Why your personality must not be a limit. Or your kind of flesh should not be a limit. To Christ be formed in you. Because they are all kind of flesh. Yet in all of the flesh, Christ must be formed. Say amen. It doesn't matter if you be Greek or Jew, circumcision, not circumcision, barbarians, Titian, Scythian, born or free, but Christ is all that you got, that you be in all. Christ is what? All that you be formed in all. From therefore the elect of God, holy, beloved, powers of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another. And forgiving one another. Forgiving. Forgiving. Say forgiving. You're not going to stop today. Oh, forgiving. Now your profession. Forgiving. Forgiving. Forbearing. There's no day some people will not pray on you. Forbearing. You won't run from it. Forbearing. Forgiving. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ, as Christ forgave you. So the time you come, you can forgive us. I didn't hear you. I said, the day we come, you will have grace to forgive us. Christ forgive you. You will do it and it will go deep down your heart. There won't be a remain of any resentment. There won't be remain. Everything will dissolve. You will see your husband, you will submit your husband, and it will be from your depth of heart. You won't be thinking, am I a slave? Why is he using me? Am I this? Those reasoning will die out. Because it's a reasoning from ignorance. It's from ignorance. If it's easy for flesh, it won't be a commandment. They make a comment because flesh does not want to go through that part. You find out in most of our parents, all of that, when they are 50, 60, if they are living together, it's just because. Maybe one way, they just have to buy one reason or the other one. One is Surah 1. Why? Love the time. Why? There's no commandment of Jesus in the system. There's no commandment. So you're going to keep the commandment. I said you will keep it. You will keep it not just for a while. You will keep it for a long time. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you are to be made a treasured possession. That's the first thing. See, this is the area that the world will first see. If we move to the heavenly, the world knows they see you. It's the authority of that realm, the town, that becomes visible. But the moment there, nobody sees you. Because it says, I think in the first John chapter 3, now are we sons of God. And does not yet appear what shall be. But we know that when it shall appear, we shall be like him. And the world knoweth us not. Because he knoweth him not. So realm of sons, the world know they care. But you see this part. When the world sees the people who live by it, they dove their cap. Why? They can't leave it. If they are living only one of it, they are trying to make it all about their life. It's like you don't kill them. You have taken away their life. I said, when Christ who's alive shall appear. I say he shall appear to us. Christ who is our life. That we will not struggle with. Christ, when Christ. I like the word, when Christ. So there's a progression we go on that will take us to a place when Christ appear. We shall also appear with him in beauty, in glory. That the nation of that will be wondering, what kind of a people are this? But it's not just a pack of good works. It's a life driven by power of righteousness. Power of revelation of righteousness. Power of a people who are seeking the will of God in every area. They wonder and say, what kind of a people? What kind of a people? If they're not yet asking us, then Christ has not appeared. If they're still bypassing us, and they don't care, and things are not going in their mind about these people, if we're around this place and we move here, and they're not wondering, what kind of a people? So when they see the way we are close together, boys and girls, and they're expecting one funny noise one day. I heard that when we don't know there. And for 20 years, not one time. Not one time up there. Not one time. What kind of a people are these? Some will say, I like you people. Only that I don't know. And I just give an excuse. I just like you people. The way you take care of your people, the way you love your people, the way you serve one another, I just like you people. The way you are beautified every day, I just like you people. That is a possession. That's not religion. That is treasure. That is value. That's one thing that the Son of God cannot look away from. Come on, bless the Lord tonight. I'll appreciate him. Let's give thanks to him today. Lord, we thank you for a new generation is to be born. Thank you, Father. Can we appreciate the Lord? Because you are a part of this project. It's already ongoing in you. And you won't terminate it. You won't stop it. You won't stop it. You will not allow the devil to stop it. It's an ongoing project across the whole nations of the earth. The Son of God is near. It's near. It's near. In Jesus' name we pray. You know one thing about this is that before anybody challenges you, that you will put your heart under the revelation of God's righteousness. Before your wife will question you, before your husband will question you, before anybody will question you, that in your heart, my heart will be on the revelation of righteousness as demand of God in every area of my life. I will look to Christ. I will look to Christ. I will look for Christ. I will listen to Christ. I will look to Christ. I will see Christ. I will hear Christ. I will handle Christ. Yes, I will handle Christ. I will practice Christ. I will exercise Christ in my heart, in my mind. If anybody question me, I will answer question, demands of righteousness, expecting of righteousness. I will from my heart or when I'm on my bed. As I meditate on my bed, I will meditate righteousness, righteousness, righteousness. What I ought to do, what Israel ought, what I ought to do, demands of what I ought to do. What should be my response? Meratole bahashka paliba rahata, merashke meni antalia ba, broste mani masida balia pa rabalash, imrada balata liya boso.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you.
Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.